Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
And this week, sadly, we farewell one of our own. Kevin Crandell, VK4VKX, went silent key on the morning of 14th of May this year. He injured his head badly as a result of a fall and never recovered. Those of you who knew Kevin know that we have lost someone special. Kevin was a member of the Darling Downs Radio Club for more than 25 years and forged many lasting relationships since he moved to Toowoomba from Roma. Kevin contributed solidly to the success of the club. He served for 9 years, over two terms on the management committee as treasurer, and was a member of the steering committee for a further 9 years. He was active on VHF and HF, although more recently his HF on-air activity had to be curtailed due to the requirements of the retirement community in which he was living. Kevin was known by many for his role over the last 10 years as net controller for the club's weekly 2-metre Sunday net. He was irrepressible and highly committed, and his presence as net controller will be missed. The Darling Downs Radio Club extends our condolences to his wife Jean, his family, his friends, his service mates, and the community that knew him on air. A celebration of life for Kev will be held at 12 o'clock on Monday the 25th of May, which will be tomorrow for most of you listening. Details are on the club's website at ddrci.org.au. Vale, Kevin Crandell.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Just ahead of the news from the VK4 clubs, a reminder, I'm Graham, VK4BB editor, and this week I fielded a question. Where is QNews? I can't find it in the backup area. Well, it was there, and this news certainly is right now. It was that these two rebroadcasters were not subscribed to the WIA QNews rebroadcasters email group. The group that puts out 3 emails a week and explains where you can download the audio and video and where you get it from. Details of the sites, which have not altered in some 7 years, are always in the text edition of QNews. Now, if by chance you're not receiving the weekly text of QNews and or the rebroadcaster's email, please subscribe now. And any questions, just email qnews@wia.org.au. That email address again, qnews@wia.org.au.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to QNews. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
I'm John, VK4JPM, President and Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. Unsurprisingly, last week's 2-metre net on VK4RDD was very well attended. The importance of the repeater to the club is not lost on any of us, and I'm pleased to report that the club has started some facilities upgrade work. It's a little early to release details, but we've embarked on a project which will improve the amenity and accessibility of the repeater, so watch this space. We've also updated the VK4RDD repeater and VK4WID club entries on QRZ.com. Check those out, and if you don't have a QRZ entry right now, might be a good time to create one so that on-air contacts can find you. The 52-week Amateur Radio Ham Challenge is entering week 22, and the challenge of the week is labelled Show and Tell Your Man Pack. And what's a man pack? Well, it's a collection of portable equipment that you have ready to go at a moment's notice, so you can grab, run, be on air very quickly. Sounds perfect for POTA activities, civil emergencies, or those moments when the rain finally stops. You might already have a pack like that with transceiver, power, backup logging, antennas, and a container. That's just described Mr. POTA's permanently set up car, ready to go right now. Well, telling people about your stuff isn't boasting. It can be inspirational and aspirational, important ham words. And that's what the 52-week challenge is all about, a bit of encouragement. Check it out at hamchallenge.org or see the club website. Coming up, I won't give all the dates this week because there's a calendar on the website at ddrci.org.au, but two important reminders. Please volunteer to assist with our fundraising Bunnings Barbecue on Sunday the 7th of June. Just a couple of hours of your time will help build the club coffers so that we can keep membership fees down and do useful work. And we're looking for licensed club members to join the roster for the 2-metre net. If you have a Sunday morning hour every couple of weeks, we'd love to have you on the team. Both barbecue and net offers can be sent to secretary at ddrci.org.au and we'll be in touch. The 2-metre VK4 RDD net follows the Sunday morning broadcast at 10. And if you're listening to this in the evening, well, how about jumping on the callback to register your presence? Every bit helps. Until next week, I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club, 73s.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.